You can't take niggas nowhere. That is a saying that's taken on new meaning today as I come to you with this story out of Chicago, I believe. No, actually, my mistake. It's out of Detroit. So it's out of D-Town. It is out of Detroit. Motor City. You can't take niggas anywhere whatsoever. Now, in this story, you find a black man trying to do a good deed and help out. And you see the things that he get for being a good black man. This is why we can't deal with niggas. This is why niggas is the bane of our community right now. This is why we need to stop being niggas, celebrating niggas, and promoting niggas. Roll that nigga footage.
But first, it was an ambush he didn't see coming.
And I ran, and I said, help somebody, help. That's when they ran and took my car.
A Detroit man beaten and carjacked shares his terrifying story.
That tops our news today at 5. Thankfully, Neil Richardson is out of the hospital, back home tonight, but after a horrifying ordeal.
Meanwhile, the two teens who ambushed him are still on the run. Let's get out to Sean Lay live. And Sean, he knows who those two are.
Kimberly, good evening to you. Simply outrageous. Neil Richardson getting out of the hospital a short time ago, and he knows the two teens that put him in the hospital overnight. Two teens he was simply taking to church so those kids could play basketball, but instead they attacked him.
Wham! It's like I was knocked out, but I wasn't knocked out. Because I couldn't be knocked out because I had to move.
64-year-old Neil Richardson was ambushed Wednesday evening by two teens, only 15 and 17 years old, two boys that he knows very well and was simply trying to help. Those teens stabbing Richardson several times. The teens grabbed Richardson's gun. He thought he was going to die.
They said, shoot that N-word. That's what they said. Drag him back in the car.
It all started with a simple act of kindness. Mr. Richardson knows the 15-year-old's mother. He was driving the teens to meet her at church on the west side so the teens could play basketball in the gym. But instead, those boys attacked him.
All of a sudden, bam, out of nowhere. Bam.
What's more, Richardson is desperately searching for his daughter, Adriana. She's been in the news recently. She's been missing since last month. The teens were showing Richardson social media posts related to his daughter to distract him when they attacked.
And they kept pounding on me, but because I know how to fight, out the car. Couldn't see that well. My glasses were gone.
Those teens taking Richardson's car. Here is the very latest, however. That car very recently has been found on the west side, and it has been found torched. So keep in mind, both teens, 15 and 17-year-olds, remain on the loose, and they are armed with Richardson's gun. Kimberly.
And Sean, you mentioned that Richardson knows these two. How long had he known them?
Yeah, we asked him that question. He's known both kids for about 4 years. He says he knows the younger one more because he knows his family better. He says he has brought him clothing, food, and even taken the younger one to court, which indicates that 15-year-old has been in trouble with the law before.
Just up to no good. All right, Sean, hopefully they're caught soon. We appreciate it.
Just up to no good. That is all she could say. Now, the story goes, Neil Richardson said that the boys are 15 and 17 years old, and he was just trying to help them out with a ride. He said he's known them for about 4 years, and he said he knows the 15-year-old better than he knows the 17-year-old because he's brought the 15-year-old clothes, food, and taken him to court. Pause. Why does a 15-year-old need to be taken to court? Where are the 15-year-old's parents that you need to step in and bring clothes and food to him? Where is this 15-year-old's family that they can't rely on his that family to take them to court, that you need to take him to court? And then again, for you to do so much for this little nigga and this little nigga to come back and stab you, beat you, carjack you, and so on. You can't do shit for niggas. You can't take niggas nowhere. I don't care who like it. I don't care who don't like it. That is the bottom line. Because you never know when these niggas are going to flip. Niggas are unstable, just like the you-know-who raised them. Anyway, So Richardson said that it was like I was knocked out, but I wasn't knocked out. I couldn't be knocked out because I had to move. Richardson knows the 15-year-old's mother and was driving the teenagers to meet her at church on the city's west side so they could play basketball. Instead, the boys allegedly attacked them. So, now I gotta ask, so did the mother call you and ask you to give them a ride? So, no, the mother did not call you. Did you call the mother to let the mother know that you had her son, that you're bringing him to the church so he can go play basketball at the gym as was reported? Did you call? I don't think so. You probably did not. Normally, you probably wouldn't. You're like, okay, I'm gonna just give you a ride so you can go meet your mother, and that's that. But the fact that you know his mother, he know that you know his mother, and he was still able to do this. There's no possible way he think he'd been able to get away with it. So why the hell did this 15-year-old do something like that? Because he's a nigger. Niggas don't think anything applies to them. They don't play by a rule. They don't abide by any rules. They believe that they're invincible, and anything that happens just happens. Fucking live fast, die young. Am I right? All right then. So now here's another thing as I'm going through this story. So you're taking them to meet the mother at the church so they can play basketball. If the mother's in church Wednesday evening, why are you taking them to the church to go play basketball? The mother's not playing basketball, so the mother has no control over what her child is doing. So you have a 15-year-old supposedly going to go out and play basketball while the mother is in church. When I was 15 years old, when my mother was in church, trust and believe, my ass was in church. When I was 17 years old, as long as I was still under my mother's roof, my dad's roof, as long as they were in church, I was in church. But when I turned 18, as long as my mother and my father were in church, I was in church. The only reason I was not in church, if I had other activities going on with the school so they know exactly where I'm at and what I'm doing and know that it is properly supervised. So why is it he's going to meet his mother at the church so he can go play basketball? So what does that say about the mother? The mother's not going to have their child in the church instead of outside playing basketball? If she's in the church looking after her own spiritual life and trying to do good, should she not partake that upon her own family members, especially her offspring, the leaders of the next generation, the leaders of tomorrow? Or is it just the niggas for tomorrow? I'm just asking a question. Why aren't they... at least the 15-year-old. Forget the 17-year-old is not the brother, is not related. Okay, fine. The 15-year-old going to meet the mother at the church, go play basketball. Why is it not that that 15-year-old is going to church with his mother instead of playing basketball out in the street? Since that's the excuse that they were given to get the ride to go over to the church anyway, before they attacked Mr. Neil Richardson. But anyway. Keeping on with the story. Richardson said, they said, shoot that nigga. He said N-word, but we already know what it is. He's black, we black, whatever. We're gonna keep it going. They said, shoot that nigga, Richardson said. That's what they said. Drag him back in the car. Richardson was stabbed several times, and the teenagers took his gun. So you now have a 15-year-old and a 17-year-old running around with a gun. They never said if Mr. Richardson was licensed to carry anything like that. Probably not going to look into investigate him. Who knows? Probably not going to cite him for having a weapon illegally. Who knows? They're not talking about it if he had it legally or illegally. But anyway, Richardson was stabbed several times and the teenagers took his gun. All of a sudden, bam, out of nowhere, Richardson said. Now, Richardson said that the boys distracted him before they attacked. His daughter, Adriana, has been missing since last month. He said the boys were showing him social media posts related to his daughter when they ambushed him. See, this is niggas. Niggas are preying on the weaknesses of people, the emotions of people, the kindness and goodness of people. Niggas are a virus in our community. And we need to stop perpetuating, stop pushing, stop promoting this nigga mentality. May the nigga die in all of us. Kill the nigga. If y'all need Christianity for anything, it is to kill the nigga inside of you. And you already know how I feel about religious concepts. Kill the nigga inside of you. Now, they kept pounding on me, Richardson said. Because I know how to fight, I got out of the car. I couldn't see that well. My glasses were gone. Richardson was taken to the hospital, and he is currently back home. As you can see, he has the bandages on his face, on the side of his face and on his neck. And you see him in right now, he was laying down in the hospital. Now, the teens are still on the run, but Richardson's car was found torched on the city's west side. The teens are on the run, but we know the mother of the teens, one of the teens. We know that the driver, Richardson, can identify the teen as well as the mother. Has pressure been placed on the mother to find her son? So if the teens are still on the run and the son is not at the mother's house, where is the son? Where is the son? The mother should know. Where is the son? Or is she hiding her son for Jesus? She's saving her son for Jesus. If she was saving her son for Jesus, she should have saved him Wednesday night. And instead of going to the basketball court, she should have been coming to church along with her. Where is the son? Like they say, you can't take niggas anywhere. You can't take them anywhere. Good for nothing. At any moment, they can flip. You can't do a good deed to niggas because niggas can't appreciate a good deed. You can't do nothing for niggas because niggas don't know how to act. Just last year, we had a story of the Uber driver that refused to take a group of niggas anywhere. What do? They harass them. They accost them. They pull it. They record it on video and they post it to their social media thinking that it's cool. Look what we're doing to an Uber driver. Look what we're doing to this Uber driver. And they were having fun with it. And it was cool. Niggas. But they're asking for a ride to go somewhere. Niggas. Niggas are the only one that feel that they're better than everyone else and still ask for a ride and still act stupid getting that ride. Niggas. This year, a Lyft driver gave a group of niggas a ride. What do? They hijacked them. They held them hostage while they went on a crime spree through freaking four counties. Hillsborough, Pasco, over there in Central Florida. Niggas. And you wonder why niggas are looked down upon by everybody. You wonder why people don't want to give niggas a chance. Niggas don't need a chance. Niggas need eradication. Niggas are like roaches. They need to go ahead and die. Black flag these niggas. Like I said, kill the nigga inside of you. If they can be salvaged, if they can be redeemed, kill the nigga in every single one of them. Every single one of them. But this is nigga shit. This is what niggas are doing. And Black Lives Matter ain't gonna talk about this. They're not going to talk about black men. Shit, Black Lives Matter doesn't even give a fuck about black men. If you look at their website and their guiding principles, who gives a damn about black men, right? But nobody gives a fuck about black men. You see that right now. Just like in the last story we reported about how the cop intentionally ditched his bike to avoid hitting a little girl, a little four-year-old girl, and then ditching his bike, jumping off his bike, he jumped off and jumped clear of the impending crash, but the bike continued to go forward and it hit the little girl. That is what in the headline about the story. That is what you see in the meat of the story. But once you read further, you go deep down into the bottom of the story where they like to hide the rest of the real information that is pertinent so you can get a bigger picture, grasp a better concept of what's going on. You find that not only was that little girl hit by the bike, so was an 18-year-old guy who in turn, after being hit by the bike, pounced on the officer. The off-duty officer who claimed that he announced himself as an officer before they whooped his ass. So he had claimed. But of course he was off-duty, so there's not going to be body camera footage to show us that. There's not going to be any recordings that we can hear him say, "Hey, I'm an officer, my bad, I didn't mean to hit your little girl," before he got his ass whooped. There is none of that. You won't hear that. You won't see that. There's no recording. There's no witnesses to that. The witnesses that were there that are on the news are saying that the officer did not identify himself as an officer until after he shot his gun and killed Christopher Middleton. Nobody cares about black men. Nobody cares about black males. Nobody gives a fuck about black heterosexual men, boys, whatever you want to call it. But yet, we have a bunch of niggas running the street, doing whatever they want, to whoever they want, whenever they want. And we're supposed to just look the other way. We're supposed to not address this. We're supposed to not mention it because we're infighting. This is not infighting. This is correction. This is self-correction. We cannot hold the rest of the world accountable to treat us the way we're supposed to be treated if we refuse to treat ourselves the way we're supposed to be treated. Nobody's gonna give a fuck about you if you don't give a fuck about yourself. You can't help someone that doesn't want to be helped. It's the same concept, the same thing over and over. Now to this black man who tried to help out these two little niggas. I really would hate to say that they spoiled it for the rest of the little niggas that you may look out for, but they did. I'm pretty sure you'll think twice before you're giving more than one nigga a ride in your car at a time. Seems like two or more, you're out the door. Two or more, you're out the door. No more. Sorry. We have a one nigga quota in this car. One nigga quota in this car. I'm not the nigga. I'm a black man. One nigga quota in this car. I can have a car full of people. But it's a one nigga quota, no matter how big or how small that car is. Real talk. Teach these niggas one nigga at a time, because in a group, it might not fly. But teach these niggas one nigga at a time how to deprogram the nigga inside them, how to kill the nigga inside them. Maybe we stand a fighting chance. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni. Thanks for checking out TLE TV. This was TLE News. Make sure you check out us on Facebook, facebook.com/lyricalelitist. Visit our website, lyricalelitist.com. That's again, lyricalelitist.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube, TLE TV, as well as Lyrical Elitist. Like, share, subscribe. Go ahead and visit the website. And if you'd like to donate, we're accepting donations. You can go to our donation page, patreon.com/TLE News. That's patreon.com/TLE News. And if you're watching this on YouTube, hit that little bell down there. No, not there. Yeah, hit that bell down there so you can get notified whenever we put up new updates, new stories, new clips on what's going on around the world and around your neighborhood. I'm your host, Hassan Labdouni, signing off. TLE TV.